sister. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one last call, Mary, right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Long time ago in a pub far away, I sat on a bar stool just a drinking away. I couldn't hold it down, I guess I had too much. I felt a tremor in the force and then I lost my lunch. Woke up in desert land, feeling hot and sick. I saw Beard and man, he looked like some kind of pick.
Just like Mark.
He slowly waved his hand and my pain was gone. He said, let's go see Yoda and I'll teach you the song. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one last on me right, another on me left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. We got a starship and we flew off into space. He said his name was Obi-Wan, there was no time to waste. I have to get you trained before it's too late. So drink this bottle of whiskey and don't give in to hate. Train went on and I drank most of the bar. We had to stop off four flies when the nearest Death Star. I didn't control my fear and hold my alcohol. Soon I was able to stand when Obi-Wan would fall. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one that's on my right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test.
He's at the bar you were looking for.
The Chihuahua!
Sat outside him and I looked him in the eye. He looked right back at me and said, turn me by my size! Obi-Wan said, careful, for Yoda is the best. I said, okay, shorty, bring on that test. Well, I can tell you how it ended, I can tell you some lies. But let's just say that on that night, the force was on his side. I got riled up, they threw me in jail. I said, I don't believe it, Yoda said that's why I failed. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one that's on my right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one that's the only right, another on the left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Well, I looked that Muppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Well, I looked that little rump right in the eye.
The Force should be with you, always.
Welcome back to the Celtic Punkcast. I am your host, Matthew Dodd, bringing you the best in Celtic punk, rock, and folk from Punkcast Central here in Portland, Oregon. That was the Jedi Drinking Song by the Brobdingnagian Boys. Yes, I had to practice that a couple of times, too. I am a huge, huge Star Wars nerd, so as soon as I found out there was a Celtic folk Jedi song, oh yeah, that was making it on the Punkcast. We are coming at you a little bit early this month. A couple of reasons for that. One is September is going to be quite a hectic month for me, and I did not want to miss out on bringing you guys a great episode for the month. Two, we have a world premiere in this episode, and if I waited too much longer, the album would be out and it wouldn't be a premiere, and I kind of like the bragging rights on that. And thirdly... it's my birthday weekend. If I want to give you an episode, then damn it, I am going to give you an episode. So, kicked off the episode a little bit fun. Jedi Drinking Song, again, by the Brobdingnagian Bards. I said boys the first time. It's Bards. And going to kick right into the music, get going here. I'm going to bring you Mad Men by The Briggs with a guest vocalist whose voice you will probably recognize.
resignation and power of choice. You can hear the death in his voice. So down the rabbit hole we sink into this dream. Is there nothing in this world that is as it seems? The looking glass that only can reflect the past. This image of freedom will never last. Come on, you madmen, join in the sound till they put us underground. Very deep, where the dead men sleep. With bellows and screams, we'll all sing so loud we drown them out.
Left in the hands of the cruelty of fate, on a chessboard that's never known checkmate. Annihilation. The scales have to make sure to even the score.
Come on, you madmen, join in the sound till they put us underground. Very deep where the dead men sleep.
With bellows and screams,
we'll all sing
so loud we drown them out.
Of what kills and destroys. How much of what we say just turns to white noise. Regardless, I'll declare our remarks and jeers. If only to fall on deaf ears. Come on, you madmen, join in the sound till they put us underground. Very deep where the dead men sleep. With bellows and screams, we'll all say. Come on, you madmen, join in the sound till they put us underground. Very deep where the dead men sleep. With bellows and screams, we'll all sing. So loud we drown them out. So loud we drown them out.
Revolution!
World class tonight! Cross me around!
I believe in second chances, I believe in living as the time clock dances, I believe in throw your fear into the ocean, I believe it. Oh, it's hard to stop what's put in motion, I believe it. Hey!
I Believe It by Flatfoot 56. Nice, happy, upbeat song for you. Really enjoyed that. Before that, we had On a Strike by the Feel Good McLeods. And opening the set, like I said, with Madmen by the Briggs, featuring our very own Ken Casey. And by our, I mean, of course, this wonderful world of Celtic punk, as he is just an awesome guy. Gonna go in right to the next set. Moving on. We have This Is Our Life, one of the newest by Patty and the Rats.
If people keep those common face, we just face the earth, smile on our face, learn our lessons every time we bleed. With our young hearts built wild and free, we'd all have fears, we disagree, together every monsters we could be. Staying numbly and twinkle lights, all the demons we have to fight, try tending our nightmares.
but lessons never learned.
Time we stay awake, we can't go back and take another turn. Who wants to smoke us clean? We'll take the power from the ones that let us burn.
That was Devil by the Jolly Jackers from their anniversary album, Jackin' Around Since 2013. I just love that title. I'm not even going to pretend. There's maturity and then there's fun. And damn it, that is fun. Before that, we had Stay Awake by Roughneck Riot. And kicked off that set again with This Is Our Life by Patty and the Rats. So that was a really good set for you. Got a fun theme set for you coming up. We actually have a couple of those this episode. We'll get to the other one later. But I was reminded a couple of months ago by a friend of the show, Aaron Kelly, who recently got engaged. Congratulations, Tiggy. She reminded me that the 19th is Talk Like a Pirate Day. So, me hearties, we are going to have a set of pirate theme songs, kicking off with Ailstorm. Of course, you can't have piracy without Ailstorm. And Drake.
Crime and crime. To you Spanish ladies, farewell and adieu. To you ladies of Spain, for we've received orders for to sail for old England. And we hope in a short time to see you again. So we'll rant and we'll roar, like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar across the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From Ushant to Scilly, 35 leagues. Now we hove our ship to, with a wind from southwest, boys. We hove our ship to, deep soundings to take. 'Twas 45 fathoms, with a white sandy bottom. So we squared our main yard, and up channel did make. We'll rant and we'll roar, like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar, across the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From Ushant to Scilly, 35 leagues. And the first land we sighted was called the Dodman. Next Ramsad off Plymouth, start Portland and White. We sailed by Beachy, by Fairlie and Dungeness, and bore straight away for the South Foreland Light. We'll rant and we'll roar, like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar, across the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From Ushant to Scilly, 35 leagues. Then the signal was made for the Grand Fleet to anchor, and all in the Downs that night for to lie. Let go your shank painter, let go your cat stopper, haul up your clue garnets, the taxing sheets fly. We'll rant and we'll roar, like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar, across the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From Ushant to Scilly, 35 leagues. So let every man drink up his full bumper, and let every man drink up his full glass. We'll sing and be jolly and drown melancholy, and here's to the health of my true-hearted lass. We'll rant and we'll roar, like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar, across the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From Ushant to Scilly, 35 leagues. From Ushant to Scilly, 35 leagues.
That was the kings of the sea shanties themselves, the Dreadnoughts, singing Splash Ladies. Before that, we had Side Quest by the Dread Crew of Oddwood. That voice actually really hurts, so I'm just going to go back to talking like me. That was the Dread Crew of Oddwood with Side Quest, and we kicked off the Talk Like a Pirate set with Ale Storm and Drink. Fun story, a few years ago, well, I say a few, is closer to a decade now, I actually went to a concert, saw Ale Storm and the Dread Crew of Oddwood. My buddy took me to a show. I'd never actually seen either of them before or heard of either of them before, and it was a lot of fun. It was also the night before I started a new job, because what grown-up adult doesn't decide, hey, you know what, I start a new job at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'm going to stay out late and go to a concert. So that was still was a great night, and I love both of those bands, have ever since. So we now kick it off to the second of the theme sets, something special for you. Sat down for a interview with Sam from Shanghai Treason to talk about their new album coming out, Brave, Willing, and Strong, coming out on September 15th. So, ladies and gentlemen, stand righteous, stand true, for the heroes of the hour, it's Shanghai Treason.
Thanks for being here, man. I appreciate it, though. Really excited. Not been shy about what a big fan I am of you guys, so really nice to chat with you guys, with you right now. Quite a journey for you guys. You started out at a hell of a time to start a band. Your first single comes out November of 19, you get gigs lined up for 2020, and then the world quite literally goes to hell.
Yeah, I think we had about 5 months under our belt before they pulled the rug out.
Yeah, but you guys didn't sit on your hand. Like, you had the COVID covers, the 3-track EP. Now, did It's Treason come out before the lockdown or right after?
I think it came out just before, but it did mess up the CD release. The CD release came out, you know, during the lockdown, because we had to wait for things to be like, you know, the CD plants to reopen. So it did mess up things, but it all kind of worked out because we had this new CD coming out. We were sitting on a lot of music videos and stuff. So a lot of bands obviously were struggling to keep things fresh and whatnot during lockdown, but we were sat on a lot of material, so it kind of worked in our favor, I guess.
Yeah, that's one of the things I didn't even think about until you just said it. Is you can record the music and everything, but if nobody can publish it on an album, you can throw it out into the internet verse, but I mean, as a band, you kind of need to make money.
Yeah, it did make it a bit more. But you had to get creative, you know what I mean? Well, I think we did that. And when we came out of lockdown, you know, we really hit the ground running with a new album, with our debut album, sorry. And it's really been a roller coaster since then, in terms of touring with big acts and festival, big stages and whatnot. It really sort of took us all by surprise, really, because we've all been in bands for... you know, we're not spring chickens. So, you know.
You knew what you were getting into. You weren't starry-eyed 20-somethings who thought you were going to immediately getting Rolling Stones level stadiums and stuff.
Yeah, and it did actually go pretty well. So, you know, much fun. For more of the same, really, we've had a fantastic year this year. We toured with a band called Hazy Dixie. With Ferocious Dog, who are no doubt on this show a lot.
And then the Rum Jacks, that one I was annoyed about living here for the Rum Jacks tour, because they're on my concert bucket list too. And I was really annoyed because they made it like 12 hours south of me and then went back to the other side of the country.
Nightmare. They are absolutely sensational live, and like, what a bag of songs that they have got. I mean, when we came off the road with them, I think I just had the Rum Jacks songbook in my head for about 3 months, like trying to get to sleep at night, just singing Bullhead and, you know, lovely guys as well. Great to have a drink with after a show. And it was a fantastic experience touring with them because, you know, it's our demographic to a T, and we picked up a lot of bands. And, you know, hopefully get to play with them again before too long.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I like what they've done with Mike at the helm. Like, it's always tricky when especially a band that is pretty well established in their genre, and they make a big switch like that. But I really like what they're doing with Mike. I think it's a swing in a positive direction, I think.
Yeah, it's the great songs that are coming out, and you know, more power to them. Long may it continue.
Yeah, but. We're here to talk about you guys. So new album comes out on the 15th, right?
That's correct. Yeah, Brave Will Strong is the name of the album.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. Just based on what I've heard already, what you guys have released. So let's jump into one of those. You guys have you tell me about the song I'm going to play.
Yeah, so this first one is called Paul Bearer, and you know, it's for anyone who's like lost someone in the last kind of few years and still a bit raw. I don't know if you've ever been a pallbearer, Matt, but it's
I have my when my great grandmother passed a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big ask, really, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? You know, on a day that's very emotional or whatever, to you know, stand up tall and do a job like that, doing proud is a big ask. So that's what the song's about. But I think ultimately, you know, it is a celebration of life as well. It's not a downer of a song, but more you know, a song that you could play at a wake, perhaps. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I was actually, it came on my playlist yesterday. My wife and I were driving around, and I mentioned there's a lyric in there that just hits me. Is the I forget the first, I'm a wreck, I'm a shell, I'm a mess, but I'm doing my best. And it's like, that whole just sentiment is just fantastic. That's one thing I enjoy about you guys. You get that punk sensibility of telling the authorities where to stick it, but you're also, you're just, you have your moments of just vulnerability and openness. And I really, really enjoy that about your guys' music. So,
We're not afraid to pull on the heartstrings.
Not at all. So that being said, we'll play Pallbearer.
Try to see the poetry in this, but the tears of my loved ones, the sound of the guns, they further from the mist. And I recall being here some 8 years ago, laying your dear wife to rest. But today it's your turn. I try to stay strong, but I'm a wreck, I'm a shell, I'm a mess. They call for pallbearers.
One thing I have noticed about the tracks you guys have released so far is they're richer, for lack of a better word. Like the music, it feels like it takes up more room in my ears. Like the best analogy I can think of is if you make hot cocoa with milk or hot cocoa with cream, they're both going to be delicious, but cream is going to just, it's going to taste a little bit richer. It's going to feel a little bit fuller. That's how the new tracks feel to me compared to the first album. Like, both fantastic, both delicious, to continue that analogy. What do you think changed from the first album to the second album? Because nothing really changed in the band that I've even noticed.
No, do you know what I think it was? Because, you know, the first album was a really rewarding experience, the way we recorded it. But it was challenging because of lockdowns. So we were going in and out of the studio. Often you had to be in there one or two at a time. We couldn't rehearse fully as a group to the way that you might normally. So when we got to write the second one, we recorded it all ourselves as a dry run through, so that we really knew what needed to be in there and what didn't. You know, we then cut it all out. Then we went in and recorded it in a studio, having already recorded it all once, you know, like as if it would come out, like really put a lot of love into the demos. So that as a result, I think, you know, there's perhaps hopefully that rich sound that you're alluding to there. And you know, we're probably coming along as musicians and sort of honing in on the sound. We wrote a lot of songs. I think they don't call it the difficult second album for nothing. We had to write a lot of songs just to end up with 10 we were happy with. But, you know, hopefully it's more, you know, condensed, well thought out record. That's what you hope to do as a band, is each record improve on the last. And hopefully we've done that, mate.
Yeah, I can imagine it's challenging for, as a fan, I can imagine it's challenging for a band. Like, you want to grow and mature and progress, but at the same time, you don't necessarily just want to change from what you've been doing. Because, I mean, let's be real. We fans are a little bit fickle. It's like, we want from you what made us love you, but we want something new, too. So it's like, finding that balance has to be a challenge.
Yeah, more of the same, but better, yeah.
We want the same thing, but different, you know?
Yeah, we worked a lot on harmonies with our producer, Tom Wright, who's excellent. He brought a lot to the table, you know, some really considerable input on things like harmonies and extra instrumentation and stuff like that. And, you know, again, as a result, I just think, you know, we're really excited for people to hear this one because it's just kind of a more mature sounding record, hopefully.
Yeah, now speaking of that, let's go into the next track is going to be In for a Penny, which I'm very glad you released.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And you know what's weird about it? It's not really got a chorus, but it works really well live because it's very jump. People jump around, and then you can latch onto the lyrics quickly. You know, once we've said In for a Penny, In for a Pound, once everyone knows what's coming next, really. And yeah, it worked. The reason it's probably ended up being a single, because as I say, it's not you know, you wouldn't normally have a song without a chorus be a single. Is how well it's been doing live. Do you know what I mean? Because people, you know, we play all the songs live and tend to see sort of gauge crowd reaction, which ones they're digging. And that one hit home, and the sentiment obviously packs a punch with our gang as well. So, you know, that's why it's sort of ended up being the third single.
Oh, yeah. You want to sing along with that song. Like, I don't think I couldn't not have that sing along with that song. Like, I had that one in my head, and then the video came out. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to keep it in my head because it is just such a fun, good, enjoyable song that just gets right in you immediately. And
thank you, mate. The
description of you guys call yourself banjo punk, it just really, really works. And that, I think this song is a real good demonstration of why you guys pretty much define that little subgenre as banjo punk. Is it just, it works so well, and the banjo itself adds so much to the song. So yeah. Go ahead and if I can, we'll play the song.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
one of the songs that, oh, I still get a little tear in my every time I hear it is Heroes Welcome. Heavy one. And there is something about the debut we're going to play, Textile Town. It kind of has a similar feel to it. Like there's something like this is something that was this something exists. It sucked. And the sentiment of it still is around. Like that's what I get from listening to it. Yeah. Where did this one come from? Because it does, like a lot, you said, a lot of yours are based in, if not specific true stories, yeah, true events, true history.
Yeah, well, I grew up in a place called Huddersfield, which and in the area of West Yorkshire, there was the textile industry. I mean, I live in Sheffield now, and it's, it's called the Steel City because of the steel industry. But the textile industry, I mean, I remember when we were kids, we would go and play in the old abandoned mills, and we loved them, you know. We'd turn them into skate parks and really shift ones that, you know, anyone that had a mind for health and safety would have gone But we loved them, and, you know, there was something sad when they've all, you know, they've all been knocked down now. And, you know, so, you know, we talk about wrecking crews in the song and, you know, gentrification and pricing out the riffraff is a lyric, you know what I mean? Because a lot of some of these places in West Yorkshire now, the house prices are getting crazy. And like there's people that have grown up there that now can't afford, you know, their kids couldn't probably afford a house around there or whatever. So it's an odd one. I don't know if I've nailed it perfectly, but these are the kind of thoughts that I'm getting at when it comes to Textile Town.
Wow, it's even deeper than I thought. So I like the song even more. Now I'm glad I picked it. So
yeah, that's how we do it.
All right, so go ahead and play Textile Town. World premiere right here on the Celtic Punkcast. That's right. You're playing to your strengths. You guys as a band connect. You connect with people, your audiences, with each other. It's like that connection, I think, is your guys' strength. And so by you showcase that in the videos, and it just is an extension of who you guys are. I think as a consumer of what you guys make, that's the vibe I get from it. It's like, okay, you're showing the connection, you're showing the unity, because like we've been talking about, the things you guys sing about aren't just you guys' things. They tend to be pretty universal issues that people deal with. And just the videos show that connection, because every single one, everybody's up on their feet, they're jumping, they're dancing, hands are in the air. You're going crazy on the microphone. The guys are back behind you bouncing around. So it's like, you guys show who you are in those videos, and it comes through.
Yeah, man. We try to keep it real, absolutely.
So depending on when people are listening, it either comes out or came out on September 15th. Can't wait to get my hands on it. Definitely.
Yeah, it's got to be done.
So I cannot wait to get my hands on it. And thank you very much for spending your evening, bit of your evening with me, Sam. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, mate. And we'd love to come back on again, and we can chat about how it's all gone.
Oh, definitely. I will definitely have you back on. I really enjoyed myself, and I look forward to what you guys do from here on out.
My pleasure, mate. Thank you for having us. Take care, everyone. Cheers for listening.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, the new album, Brave, Willing, and Strong.
So that was a real fun interview for me. First time I've ever done anything like that, and Sam was just really great to talk to. As he mentioned, and I, as a excellent interviewer, forgot to mention at all, a new album is Brave, Willing, and Strong. Hopefully my copy is on its way in international post. I will have it in my hot little hands soon. But you can get your hands on it either from their Bandcamp website, or it should be available streaming this Friday the 15th. Brave, Willing, and Strong by Shanghai Treason. I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you did, that is actually something I'm kind of hoping to be able to do every few months, is just talk to a band about something they've got coming up or something they just had come out. I think it'd be a fun little addition to this, just to get to know some of the people we're listening to. So let me know what you think of that idea, what you think of that interview. Hopefully it is as fun for you to hear as it was for me to record. So moving on to the final set of three, we are going to kick this off with Hoist the Colors and their song, When Daylight Breaks.
Rubble and graves. We took when I go home. The boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair, they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She's a court in a 1, 2, 3. Please, won't you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney says he loves her. All the boys that are fighting for the knock at the door and the ring at the bell. Oh, my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Johnny Murphy says she'll die, she doesn't get the fellow with a roving eye. I'll tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They put my hair, they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She's a court in a 1, 2, 3. Please, won't you tell me who is she?
Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high,
the snow comes shoveling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, she'll get her own life by and by. When she gets that lad of her own, she won't tell her ma when she comes home. Let them all come as they will, Albert Mooney she loves still. I'll tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She's a court in a 1, 2, 3. Please, won't you tell me who is she? Won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, they stole my comb. That's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She's a court in a 1, 2, 3. Please, won't you tell me who is she? Tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, they stole my comb. That's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She's a court in a 1, 2, 3. Please, won't you tell me who is she? Tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave. They put my hair, they stole my comb. That's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She's a court in a 1, 2, 3. Please, won't you tell me who is she?
In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the Gold Cape Court. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. In an elegant craft she was rigged for an aft, and though how the trade winds drove her, she had 23 masts and withstood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee, there was Hogan from County Tyrone, there was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmead named Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rose, and fighting Bill Casey from Dover, and a man Vic McCann. From the banks of the Ben was a skipper in the Irish Rover. Bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of bones. We had 3 million bales of old nanny goat sales. We had 4 million barrels of stones. We had 5 million hogs. We had 6 million dogs. We had 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sides of old blind horses' hides in the hold of the Irish Rover. Sailed 7 years when the measles broke out and the ship lost her way in the fog.
Big fog.
And the whole of the crew was reduced down to myself and the captain's old dogs. Then the ship struck a rock. Lord, what a shock. Then she heeled right home. She spun 9 times around.
Oh,
and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
That was Sligo Rags with Irish Rover, which of course is where they got their name from. Before that was Crack House with Tell Me Ma. Those bands actually I've been fans of since before I even found this podcast. I used to see Sligo Rags at the Temecula Bluegrass Festival down in Southern California. I would go every year with my dad and my uncle, and they would also play events at, I think they still do play events at Disneyland. And then Crack House I used to see just at local pubs and bars down there, and at, I think it was Shamrock Fest, all sorts of really cool concerts. So I've been familiar with both of those bands, glad to have their songs on the podcast, hope to do more. And then, as I said, open up that set with When Daylight Breaks from Hoist the Colors. I've also seen them a couple of times. Well, thank you for being with me for this past hour or so. I had a lot of fun. Just really enjoyed having that interview for you. Hope you guys enjoyed that as well. If you like the bands you heard, go to their website, support them, buy their merch, buy an album, a t-shirt, a hat. I know I've got a drawer full of pretty much just band t-shirts because these bands, I mean, they give us so much entertainment. Just do your best to support them. If you can't go see them at a concert, can't see them live, go ahead, just get some of their merch. It's really, really fun to have. Gives you a good chance, excuse to talk to people about them when they ask you. And I know it means the world to the bands to have that kind of support. So go check them out. I know they'll appreciate that. That is the end of the September episode of the Celtic Punkcast. You can reach out to me at CelticPunkcast@gmail.com. Facebook.com/CelticPunkcast, and at whatever the hell Elon is going to do next, if it still exists, we are at Celtic Punkcast. So I'm going to close off with one final track, a debut single, actually. Just found these guys, kind of just a random pop-up on my Spotify algorithm, and I am very glad they did. I really enjoyed this track, and looking forward to hearing what's next. That's going to be The Gilded Gutter with Sisyphean Nights. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next month.
Painless but preventative walks, the domain of the shackle. Walks in a spurt with stops for perfection and consumption of a slower poison akin to procrastination. Walking a stave off the inevitable, you're drinking to speed it up. You drink to speed it up. A shackle burns a hole in the pocket, tempts the soul to betray the heart. Walk prolongs life, it stops tearing apart. And you walk to live, stop to depart. You walk to love, stop to hate. You walk to give, stop to take. Walk to prevail, stop to disembark. Walking, don't stop. Keep moving to keep living. Keep walking, don't stop. Walk, 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 walk and stop. Go. But preventative walks, the domain of the shackle. Walks in a spur, sweat stops reflection and consumption of a slower poison akin to procrastination. Walking a save of the inevitable, you're drinking to speed it up. You drink to speed it up. A shackle burns a hole in the pocket, tempts the soul to betray the heart. The walk prolongs life, stops tearing apart. And you walk to live, stop to depart. You walk to love, stop to hate. You walk to give, stop to take. Walk to prevail, stop to disembark.